Well, let's go back now to our top story, and we can go live to The Hague, where a key NATO summit is taking place. The summit was to focus on increased defence spending, but that's now been overshadowed by the unfolding hostilities between Iran and Israel. Ahead of the summit, the NATO General Secretary sought to reassure its members of the US commitment to the alliance. He also said times had changed and NATO policy had to reflect this. No, we actually had a clip there, but we don't have it. So Seana Murray, European correspondent at Euronews, is on the line. You're at the NATO summit at the moment. The big issue was to be defence spending. It's been overtaken now by events. What's been said there?
Well, I mean, there is very much a focus on defence spending because, I mean, even the context of Iran and Israel and the United States and the states and the strikes on Iran, it just shows, or as Mark Rutte, the Secretary General of NATO, said yesterday, just shows you how unstable the world is, and therefore there's even greater an impetus in NATO increasing its defence spending, but also moreover because, as Mark Rutte also said yesterday, Russia remains a pivotal threat against NATO territory. So, I mean, the spending increase from 2% of GDP to 5% over 10 years is obviously massive. If you're thinking of a small country with lesser means, or even a country with a large GDP, you're talking about tens of billions of dollars or euros. So it's no mean feat to get allies to agree to this. So it is a monumental summit in that way, and it will be obviously very difficult to do.
What's expected from President Trump when he arrives? I'm just looking at the wires. They're saying he'll meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky.
Yeah, so we saw, I think, clips of him earlier being quite ebullient, leaving Washington, D.C. He's been demanding that Israel adhere to the ceasefire that he said he brokered between Israel and Iran. He said that Israel broke that almost immediately, that he's quite angry. So I think this will be the top of his agenda when he arrives here at The Hague. When he gets here, he's due to meet with the Dutch king and queen for a leader's dinner. President Zelensky will be at that dinner. He's invited to it exceptionally, and that's where they hope to have a meeting, although it's not fully confirmed exactly the context of their meeting, but at least there will be some sort of a meeting, because remember, the United States has very much sidelined the presidents of Ukraine at this summit. This time last year, under the Biden administration, the priority of Ukraine, even the membership of Ukraine in the long term, was very much front and centre of the summit. At this summit, Zelensky is invited to the dinner tonight. He will be at some of the forums, but he won't be invited to the leaders' meeting. He's excluded from that. So it's not exactly a good show for Ukraine at this summit.
Well, there are also side meetings going on as well. The leaders of France, Britain and Germany are to meet ahead of the summit. Do we know what these meetings are about?
Well, that's to do with Iran and Israel. As we know, the E3 have been for the last week trying to push Iran and Israel and the United States back onto the negotiation table to ensure that Iran once again complies with the IAEA. But the Iranians have said that they may actually suspend their membership of the International Atomic Energy Agency, which is the nuclear watchdog. So there's real concerns around that. And they've been trying to do that for the past week. They did it last Friday, but then 2 days later, the United States, as we know, dropped those bombs on Iran. So it's problematic. And normally these meetings have to take place the sidelines of NATO, because NATO really, in essence, this summit is about defence spending and not really about Iran and Israel. So that's what they'll be discussing beforehand, to try to talk to then President Trump to see if they can elongate or get the ceasefire that was negotiated early this morning back on track.
Seana Murray, Europe correspondent at Euronews. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.